Gamma Ray Flare Star, presented by Science at NASA. February 10, 2009. NASA's Swift and Fermi spacecraft are monitoring a neutron star 30,000 light-years from Earth that is drawing attention to itself with a series of powerful gamma ray flares. At times, this remarkable star has erupted with more than 100 flares in as little as 20 minutes, says Laura Dinavatere, who is coordinating the Swift observations at Pennsylvania State University. The most intense flares, she says, emitted more total energy than the sun does in 20 years. The object, known as SGR J1550-5418, lies in the southern constellation Norma. It began a series of modest eruptions back in October 2008, settled down for a while, then roared back to life on January 22nd with an intense episode. Because of its rapid-fire outburst in gamma-ray spectrum, astronomers classify the object as a soft gamma-ray repeater, one of only six that are known. In 2004, a giant flare from another soft gamma-ray repeater was so intense it ionized Earth's upper atmosphere from a distance of 50,000 light-years. Using data from an X-ray telescope on board Swift, Jules Halpern at Columbia University captured the first light echoes ever seen from a soft gamma-ray repeater. Images acquired when the latest flaring episode began show what appear to be expanding halos around the source. Multiple rings form as X-rays interact with dust clouds at different distances. Scientists think the source of the flares is a spinning neutron star, the super-dense, city-sized remains of a supernova. Although only about 12 miles across, a neutron star packs more mass in it than the sun. This particular neutron star is believed to be a magnetar, a neutron star with a super-intense magnetic field. A popular theory of soft gamma-ray repeaters holds that the flares are caused by star quakes in the outer rigid crust of the magnetar. As a magnetar's colossal magnetic field shifts, it strains the crust with monstrous magnetic forces, often breaking it. When the crust snaps, it vibrates with seismic waves, much like an earthquake, and emits a flash of gamma rays. No one is really certain of the details, however, and much work remains to be done to understand these powerfully hyperactive stars. NASA's Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope, launched in June 2008, is ideal for this kind of work. The ability of Fermi's gamma ray burst monitor to resolve the fine structure within these events will help us better understand how magnetars unleash their energy, says Krissa Kuveliotu, an astrophysicist at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. So far, the object has triggered Fermi's gamma ray burst monitor more than 95 times since January 2nd. NASA's WIND spacecraft, the joint NASA-Japan Suzaku mission, and the European Space Agency's Integral satellite have also detected flares from SGR J1550-5418. The flashes continue. Stay tuned to Science at NASA for updates. This story was read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.